day fooling and all through the school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor, 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 poor Timothy.
Manny get extra cake.
I love Poodle. I love my big Patty. It's so funny when he played that music. I'm like going, oh, great. What do you do now? Every time he plays my music at the beginning of his song, because I hear that, you know, he's always at that honk honk, the honk, you know, yeah. My intro. I'm like, oh, shit. What did he pull this time?
And I'm even learning the lingo of BFO.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love Poodle. I love my Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2233 of the BFO for Thursday the 18th of August 2016. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Yo, we're gonna open that Gus Chad gift at, and can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, Senior Citizen. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty, is that Mr. Mooney and Ms. Carmichael? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are Moonies. You are Moonies today because, y'all, it is a full moon. Big Fatty. And, you know, that brings out the crazies. Big Fatty, you come out 5 days a week. Don't blame it on the full moon, okay? Well, anyway... So, yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I was, speaking of crazies, y'all, I was thinking yesterday, by the way, did you go over to the BFO at noon on Hump Day and see the cans and the giftettes, that Big Fatty received? Y'all, go on over there, because, you know, one of those cans was from my immigrated straight boyfriend, Naught. You know, he did the Brexit. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, I was sitting at the coal mine today. And, you know, I was thinking, Tara. Tara tells me to gin it up. And, y'all, then it struck me. It struck me that Naught. Naught, you know, he said, have one on me. Y'all, it struck me that Naught teabagged me. Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it, y'all, as I do on Hump Day, as all the old people do on Hump Day. Yes, Big Fatty, Senior Citizen. Y'all went to the Von's East. I went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. And y'all, this week they had that good Southern Cobb solid on sale. Y'all, you know, it has the chicken tenders and the blue cheese and the apples and the sugared pecans on it. And y'all, it's just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. And so it was on sale. By the way, y'all, Durwood. Durwood put on the Twitty today. He says, "I've been listening to too much of Big Fatty. I went to the Wendy's and asked for a garden solid. Big Fatty, what else would he ask for? I don't know. But anyway, I got that for my lunch, y'all. I got coffee filters. I was running low on them, but y'all, I got the wrong size, so I got to take them back. Big Fatty, the old people do that. Y'all, I got me one of those Yougot parfaits. This one was pineapple and blueberries, and I'm gonna have that as a little snackette either today, Thursday, or for right." At the coal mine, y'all, they had the good coffee. The good coffee was on sale, so I picked up. It was buy one get one free. I picked up a couple of bags of that. Y'all, I was running low on my toothpaste, and y'all, it was on sale, 2 for $6. Plus, I one of them had a little coupon on there for 50 cents off. So y'all, I got a couple of tubes of that. Y'all, they had the shredded. Shop cheddar cheese. Big Fatty, we're moving into sausage ball season. It's true, we are. So, y'all, I picked up... Those will buy one, get one free. I picked up a couple of those. Y'all, the limes. The Persian limes, 3 for 89 cents. So, I got some of those. Y'all, the good Bayfren was on sale, 2 for $10. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the... Arnold Country Sourdough Bread. Big Fatty said C-U-N-T. No, it is not C-U-N-T. But y'all, it was buy one, get one free. So I got a loaf of that. I love the sourdough bread. Y'all, they had the good Jimmy Dean roll sausage. Two for $6. So I got a hot and a mild. Yes, Big Fatty, sausage ball season. It's true. It is. They had some sorbet. Ice cream. It was sherbet. It was a combination of pineapple, orange, and lemon sherbet. Y'all, I don't know when I've had lemon sherbet, but it sounded delicious. Got that. It was buy one, get one free. They had my good deodorant, my Old Spice deodorant. Oh, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone loves the Old Spice. He does. Those were on sale. They were 50 cents off. Plus, I had a digital coupon for that. Y'all, and they had the Breyers Gelato, buy one, get one free. And y'all, I've never had the Breyers Gelato, so I thought I'd give it a try. And it's in a little smaller container, so I don't have too much of it in the house. The sherbet was in a smaller container also. Y'all, I got the peanut butter and chocolate flavor of that. And y'all, they had chicken bazooms. I thought I'd cook them on my grill, with some of that barbecue sauce in that gift app that Dicka sent me. So y'all, I got 4 chicken bazooms to cook on the grill. I had a digital coupon for the cheese and the Old Spice, and then the one for the toothpaste. Y'all, then of course I demanded the senior citizens discount. Y'all, I spent $59.23, but I saved $30.84. Big Fatty, you did good for an old person. Y'all, this is Gus Chad Day today. Gus Chad sent me a package. Yes, Big Fatty, it's right here. And y'all, I'm going to open it today. And their instructions that come read this. He says, you don't need to read this on the little show. Big Fatty, why are you reading it? It says, you don't need to. It doesn't say, please don't. He says, I can open this package when it arrives. The podcast award mess inspired me. And he says, the card enclosed will explain, sort of, if you could read it before unwrapping the first enclosed item wrapped in striped paper, and after reading, after reading about the first item, unwrap it. Then the second is in a white box. I know I'm being vague, but want your reaction to be genuinely surprised. Okay, well, I'll be genuinely surprised. Big Fatty, he's taped it up like the skull. It's true. All right, so there's a card in here. Yes, Big Fatty, this will be lovely. Let's just take a look at the card. And it says, Burn Fatty, please read the card before unpacking the box. The card will explain the two enclosed items, okay? So, y'all, there's a card here, and there's a lady standing there, and it says, and the award for Best In-Show Podcast goes to... And y'all, we open it up and it says, Dubious Intentions. Daniel is off hunting bear. Bear at Bear Week, and Adam is moving yet again, so I, Big Fatty, accept this award on their behalf. I'll be sure to get this to them next time I see them. Then the music starts. Big Fatty, the music's been playing. Well, okay. Now the award for the Lifetime Achievement Award goes to the man who has set an end date. Big Fatty, now give your acceptance speech. Big Fatty, all right, I think I'm supposed to open the first package here. Oh, the striped paper. Okay, here we go. Here's the stripe paper, and we're going to take a look at this and see what this is. This is the award. This is the award for the best in show. And Big Fatty, what is it? I don't know, but we're going to, all right, we're unwrapping it right now. Okay, Big Fatty, it's wrapped up like it was from Fort Knox. Oh, Big. Oh, look at that. That's cute as it can be. And I'll make sure I get this to Daniel and Adam. It says, Queens of Podcasting. Big Fatty. And y'all, it's, well, I think it says Best in Show, but Big Fatty, that looks like, well, who is that on there? It's the Queens in Podcasting. Maybe that's Adam and Daniel. Big Fatty. And y'all, it's as cute as it can be. I'll put a picture. I'll put a picture. And y'all, then evidently I'm receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. He says, a disclaimer, I have judged cattle and horses. I have judged cattle and horses in my past, making me capable of giving out these random awards. All right, so y'all, evidently the second award is the Lifetime Achievement Award. Big Fatty, you better open it up quick before you go to glory. Okay, we'll just see here what we got here. Yes, Big Fatty. And let's open it up. And it is... Big Fatty, what is it? I don't know. It's it looks like an ointment. It's the Queens of Podcasting Lifetime Achievement Award. Big Fatty, it's like a crema ornament. That is just as cute as it can be. I believe it. Oh, no, it goes around my neck. Big Fatty, you can wear that to the Pride 48. I will absolutely wear that. And I don't know who this person is supposed to be on the Queens of Podcasting, but y'all, on the front is the Queen of Podcasting. Big Fatty, it doesn't look like you. And on the back, y'all, there is a micro hoist, and it says Podcast Lifetime Achievement Award 2016. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. And Gus Chad, y'all, all I gotta say is I continue. First of all, let me give my acceptance speech. I accept this on behalf of all the little people. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, would you like me to accept it? No, it was given to me. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, Gus Chad, y'all, I accept this with humility. Humility, I say. Because y'all, it's just Gus Chad. It just absolutely amazes me as to the talent that this man has. Y'all, I'll have a picture of the trophy and the medallion and the cad up at noon later today. Now, y'all, Gus Chad also had a, let's just see if I've got this here. He says so I have a stupid question I'm looking for an answer to. I didn't know who to ask, but figured you could use content, so I thought I'd ask you. Big Fatty, he's got you figured out. Why, when I send other podcast little shows things, they go on hiatus? Or never acknowledge they received it? You're the only one who doesn't disappear for weeks or months if I send you stuff. Well, Big Fatty, should you have played the music? I probably should have, but I've got music playing. So, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the award and the package and all, and for this excellent. This is an excellent question, and You know, I'm not sure I have an answer for it. Even if a little show goes on the hyenas, Big Fatty is hyenas, not hyenas. Oh, there should be an acknowledgement. Now, you know, it went to a P.O. box and it hadn't been checked regularly. Perhaps that's the situation, or perhaps it's slipped somebody's memory. Big Fatty, you know all about forgetfulness. It's true, I do. But Gus Chad, I promise you, you just keep it coming, and I'll keep reading. I apologize that it took me so long to get to this, but I did eventually get to it. Gus, you Big Fatty, he's too much. It's true, he's just too much. Princess Hana. Princess Hana has got a new blob. It's called tiarasandcookies.blogspot.com. And so, y'all, she's asked me to put a link up on the BFO. Big Fatty, you forgot to do that. I did. So I'll get that done, Princess Anna. I just don't know when. Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver sent me a cartoon. And, y'all, it's a picture. It's a picture of an owl. It's an owl, a hoot owl, up in a tree. The hoot owl is saying, dude, this is my house. And y'all, then there's a beaver down below, gnawing away at it. And the beaver says, well, I'm upgrading you to waterfront property. Hey, that's a good one. So, anyway, Miss Beaver, thank you so much, for that. Let's just see here. Y'all, I've got something else. Something else from Gus Chad. He says, can you hear that? Can you hear that? He says, crinkle, crinkle, can you hear that? Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I put 7.142 gallons of gas in my car at $2.32 a gallon, but I had a $3.80 per gas saver points. I don't know what that is. I think that's kind of like what the hats do. They get... he says, I saved $17.20, and he says, I only ended up paying 7 cents. How awesome is that? Penny, that's a penny a gallon. That's the good old days. It's true. Well, no, that's better than the good old days. So, anyway, Gus Chad, congratulations on that. That's just lovely. And y'all, speaking of coupons, I signed up for a special thing at work. And y'all, if you opened a checking account and had $250 a month going to direct deposit, they were going to give you $100 free. Well, y'all, I had a savings account here, so I just switched it over a checking account and got $100. Oh, dear God, see, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Granny and Durwood are heading over to the Hara Hotel. Y'all, there's some sort of buyer event going on over there. Big Fatty, Granny will be shitting in the woods like a bear. Well, he barely makes it to the toilet now, so, you know, that won't be any different. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard that Timmy Sims and Aunt Bonnie. Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims and Aunt Bonnie. And y'all, it's been a month of Sundays since we've gotten a little show from Timmy. But Timmy, what are you going to talk about on your next show?
I love Poodle. I love my Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like two of my favorite topics, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.